Chapter 7. We are not alone. In this age of darkness, only one thing is certain. Each of us, without exception, must choose a side. Malkador the Sigilite. Haruk had been dead several minutes, almost 20 by Narek's reckoning. He was lying on his side, one arm flung out, still clutching his ritual knife, the other pinned beneath the dead weight of his body. His partially helmeted head lay askew. It had been almost forcibly removed. He had received two fatal wounds. The first, a bolt wound through the neck, had ripped open Haruk's jugular and exposed his carotid artery. It had also removed a portion of his lower jaw and vox grill with it, but had not killed him immediately. The second, a bolt wound to the torso, had caved in most of his chest and destroyed 80% of his internal organs when the mass reactive shell had exploded on impact. From this, Haruk had died instantly. Narek had found the wreckage of the body on the upper floor of a warehouse, slowly growing cold in a pool of blood. Kneeling down by his dead brother, he felt no grief for Haruk. The word-bearer was a true bastard amongst bastards, who liked to make sport of his prey. His predilection had been his undoing this time. Kill quietly, kill quickly. This was Narek's way. A toy is a thing to be played with, and toys are best left to children. An enemy is not a toy. He is a threat to your life until his is ended. But Haruk was a sadist. So many of Narek's kin were turning this way. A change had come upon them, and it was not just manifest in the vestigial horns that were not merely affectation for a war helm. It was soul deep and irreversible. This did not sit well with Narek, for he had once believed the Emperor was a god and served this deity with a true zealot's fervor. When the Legion erected the cathedrals on Monarchia, he had wept. It was beautiful, glorious. All of that was gone now, and an older pantheon had resurfaced to usurp the supposed pretender. So the sight of his slain brother did not hurt him. But as Haruk was of the word, Narek would perform the rites over the corpse as required. Swathed in darkness, he muttered the necessary incantations that would put Haruk's soul in service to the pantheon. Now he would become the sport, a plaything of the Neverborn. Narek almost felt them in his veins, pulsing beneath his skin, and the staccato beating of his twin hearts. They clung to this place, and their grip was ever tightening as Lorgar wrote his song of murder. Elias had spoken of it one night, when the sky seemed blacker than pitch, and the two of them had shared a drink between comrades, if not friends. This was the Primarch's symphony, and it had unleashed a ruin storm of such terrible intensity that the very galaxy was cleft in twain by it. Lifting his hand from Haruk's corpse, Narek concluded the rites, but felt the hunger of what dwelled in unreality pressing against the gossamer-thin veil of the mortal realm. A barrier can only stretch so much, and this one was near to splitting. Soon two worlds would meet. Soon the galaxy would indeed burn. Lorgar had foretold it in his writings. He had foreseen it in visions. And who was Narek to oppose that?
I am but a soldier who clings to his duty and the bonds he once swore to his brothers, he whispered, and felt the weight of melancholy wrap around him like a cloak.
Dagon, returning from below, interrupted him.
He chased the mortal up here, but the place is empty. No sign of his killers.
Dagon was waiting by the ruin of the stairwell, near to where Haruk had met his end. Narek cast his gaze about the room, a panorama that began and ended with the body beside him.
Oh, there are many, brother. I can see two distinct tread patterns in the dust. They were already in here when Haruk followed the human.
Doing what?
Watching. They were using this place as a vantage point to observe our movements.
How could they know we were here?
A hint of agitation in Dagon's voice betrayed his sense of unease at hearing this news.
How else? They've been tracking and following us.
A counter-attack? I understood there were no enemy assets in this region.
There aren't. None that we know of, anyway.
Narek regarded the ruin of Haruk's body, the silenced rounds that had ended him so precisely.
I don't think it's a counterattack. They don't have the numbers. This was quiet. A hunter's kill. They want to stay covert, whoever they are. And they took the human with them also.
Why?
That's an extremely good question.
So what now? This changes things.
Narek looked off into the middle distance.
Perhaps
he needed to consult Elias. Narek activated the warp flask. A foul sulfur stench fogged the air through his rebreather as communion was achieved quickly. Another sign of the veil thinning, the enhanced warp flasks were proving more reliable than Voxcom's.
"Do you have him?" asked Elias.
A simulacrum of the Dark Apostle was rendered in violet, grainy light, emanating from the neck of the flask like a vapor. On the other end of communion, Narek knew his image would also be rendered to Elias in this way.
"No, someone else took him."
"Someone else?"
Elias was still at the ritual site. In the background, Narek could hear the human sacrifices mewling as they awaited their fate. Elias would bleed the entire city if he had to. The cults, too.
"Yes.
What about Haruk?"
"He's dead. I'm crouched by his recently ventilated corpse."
"Should I be concerned, Narek?"
"Too soon to tell."
"What is that supposed to mean?"
"It means someone tracked us to Traoris and has shadowed our movements all the way to Ranos,"
Narek said levelly.
"Who tracked us?"
"I have a theory. Too early to be sure yet."
"I'm sending reinforcements."
"Not necessary.
They're coming anyway.
I want to find out exactly what we're dealing with first. Dagon and I move faster alone."
"I doubt Haruk would agree with that."
"Haruk is dead. He won't be agreeing with anything anymore."
"Humor doesn't suit you, Narek. Stay where you are. Wait for the others."
Elias ended the communion, leaving the huntsman alone again.
"So we wait?" asked Dagon.
"No,"
Narek replied, and got to his feet.
"Search everywhere. Leave nothing untouched. I want to know everything, every scrap of information this warehouse can yield. We are not alone in Ranos, Dagon. Our former brothers-in-arms are here with us."
Dagon scoffed.
"To what end?"
"What else? What would you or I do if we were them? They want vengeance. They mean to kill us."